Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. So the big headline here is the fact that AI 21 Labs has just raised $155 million to accelerate generative AI for the enterprise. Now, this is often called kind of an OpenAI or ChatGPT competitor. And I think what's really interesting here is that this is actually a Tel Aviv-based leader in large language models. And this is actually their Series C round of funding that they have essentially just closed. So the goal here is really aiming to expedite the growth of their text-based generative AI services for enterprise clients. I think the significant capital injection evaluates the company at around $1.4 billion after the close of this round, which is very impressive. We're not seeing a ton of companies doing this. There are a handful, but they're definitely pushing this, you know, past unicorn status, and they're in the big leagues now. So I think the roster of investors participating in this funding round is noteworthy. They have investors. They have Walden Catalyst, Pitango, as well as strategic investors, including SCB10X, B2 Ventures, and Samsung Next. So tech giants like Google and NVIDIA also contributed to the round, along with individual investor Amnon Shashua. So I think what's really interesting, this company was actually just established, AI 21 Labs, back in 2017. And they have a team of really solid AI trailblazers in there. And they have been instrumental in essentially democratizing generative AI, or a lot of people say that about them in any case. So despite their early achievements, the company has been navigating an increasingly competitive landscape, often being compared to rivals such as OpenAI. Following a $64 million Series B last year, Yoav Shoham, an emeritus professor of AI at Stanford University, observed that the market for LLMs and multimodal models was growing more saturated. He acknowledged this evolving landscape in an interview with VentureBeat, saying that the company is, quote, very aware of the environment and not complacent in any way. So AI 21 Labs technology is really kind of underpinned by its proprietary Jurassic 2 foundation models, which stand as some of the largest and most advanced LLMs globally. And these models fuel AI 21 Studio, which is a developer platform designed for crafting custom text-based business applications, and WordTune, which is a multilingual AI-powered reading and writing assistant targeted at professionals and general consumers. So I think the thing to kind of note here with AI 21 and their angle on this is they're really kind of focused on the enterprise. And I think up until now, that was a business model that, in my opinion, could fly, right? That's like, yeah, you know, OpenAI is really kind of targeting ChatGPT for everyone. This is more for like the enterprise, and I'm sure they have special like security and accuracy things for the enterprise. But I think now with OpenAI kind of pivoting a little bit and making a lot more enterprise products, specifically ChatGPT Enterprise, I've seen a ton of excitement, enthusiasm, and interest from enterprises and getting that integrated. I'm sure that AI 21 is facing a lot more competition right now. Something that I think is really interesting, and I know everyone has different approaches to business, but one thing I've seen OpenAI do successfully, I've seen other companies like Canva do it, is they essentially focus on the masses first. If you can get mass market adoption with something, it makes it a lot easier to move to the enterprise because as some tweets that I was recently seeing from people talking about ChatGPT Enterprise said, they were essentially like tallying up how many people in their company were already using ChatGPT. They're like, yeah, we already have, you know, 20 people that are personally paying for ChatGPT in our company. Let's just get, you know, ChatGPT Enterprise. We get more security and then we don't have to make our employees pay for a software that they're using for work. And plus then we can have it kind of secure. We're not worried about any company data leaking, yada, yada. But the point being that it started out as the masses, so their employees were using it anyways, and then it moved up to the enterprise because, you know, the employees saw the value in it. And so I think there's some, of course, that's harder to do because hitting the masses and getting the scale that ChatGPT got is very difficult to replicate. But if possible, you know, you saw the same thing with Canva, how they were a very simple tool that, like, I remember using in college for simple graphic design stuff. That when I got my first corporate job, I got everyone in the company using Canva because they had already, they'd made team features and corporate features and had a whole bunch of really more sophisticated stuff, but it was a very simple way. So start with the masses. If you get some mass adoption, product market fit, then I think it's quite a lot easier to move it into the enterprise versus something like it would appear AI 21 Labs concept here is like we're going straight to the enterprise. Because if you're only in the enterprise and you are not able to get that mass market adoption, that perhaps product market fit, it's a little bit difficult to go the other way around. So in any case, I think AI 21 Labs technology is quite impressive. Their chairman, Amarin Shusa, elaborated on the company's vision in a press release saying AI 21 Labs is a pure play in AI as it develops and owns foundation models which are served as a platform to developers and enterprise while developing derivatives such as WordTune directly to end users. The current round fuels the growth for the company to reach its goal of developing the next level of AI with the capabilities of reasoning across many domains. We believe that the impact of AI 21 Labs growth plans would be of global scale and quite soon. So, I mean, it appears that right here they're looking for the global scale. They're looking for the mass market. They said quite soon. I'm not sure how soon that is. It's like I've never used WordTune or any of their products to date. So perhaps it's great. I'll definitely have to test it out. But I think, you know, time's a ticking. And if they really want to get that mass growth, they're going to have to either do something like very different or have it be like very cheap, which is hard to compete because ChatGPT is also free. Like they got to find some really unique angles that other people are not doing because they're not super late to the game. But if they've had this technology in the bag for a long time, they probably should have released this to the public sometime when ChatGPT released, to not, you know, get super left behind. Similar to what Anthropic did. I think Anthropic did a great job of not getting super left behind, even though Claude is only available on the Po2 platform. I know a ton of people that have seen a couple different features in Claude, Anthropic's Claude chatbot, that ChatGPT didn't do, namely that it has way bigger context windows, so you can put way more text in there. That's super useful, and I literally use it for that sometimes. Sometimes I paste a bunch of stuff into ChatGPT, they're like, your prompt's too long, so I'm like, okay, whatever, I go over to Claude and use it. And so, good move on Anthropic's Claude. A lot of people know it and have tested it, and I think they have a bright future because they were able to get in early, so I do hope that AI 21 really starts thinking about that and making sure that they're going, because, you know, time's a ticking and the time to capitalize on this is definitely now. So echoing the optimism about AI 21 Labs' trajectory, Jensen Huang, who's the founder and CEO of NVIDIA, commented in the same press release saying, generative AI is driving a new era of computing across every industry. The innovative work by AI 21 Labs' team will help enterprises accelerate productivity and efficiency with generative AI-based systems that are accurate, trustworthy, and reliable. So I think in terms of its industry reach, AI 21 Labs has been working with a bunch of different customers across various sectors. So they have Carrefour, Clairvat, eBay, Guesty, Monday.com, Ubisoft. And so I think, you know, the company's recently has kind of earned a spot on the inaugural CB Insight Gen AI 50 list, which is, you know, recognizing its impact on general intelligence or artificial intelligence. So I think it's going to be interesting to see where they go. You know, I've already mentioned my opinion on a lot of it, but I think there's definitely hope for them. I think they just got to start pushing the envelope and get known to more of a broader user base.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.